Let's talk a little bit about the safety medical form A, B, and C, and D. Huh. This is a critical aspect of scouting and ensures the health and safety of all participants, which is the BSA medical form. Now, other than the actual application to join scouting, this is the very next form. Let's start with an overview of what the BSA annual medical form entails. Now, this form is actually divided into three major parts. Part A and Part B are typically filled out by the scouter for adults or the scout's parent or guardian. These sections provide essential personal and medical information, ensuring that the adult leaders are aware of any medical conditions or allergies that may affect the scout or scouters during activities. Now, Part C is a bit different. This section is completed by a health provider, such as a physician's assistant, a nurse practitioner, or a registered nurse. Now, when it comes to high adventure, additional supplement medical form is also needed with your documentation. This is the so-called D, which is actually referred to back on Part A as a supplemental. From what I was able to find online, I don't believe there's anything to be filled out on these forms, and technically, it's already been signed for in Part A. Now, these forms are designed to ensure that participants are adequately prepared for the physical demands of these adventures, whether it's rock climbing, whitewater rafting, or even backpacking through rugged terrain. Having accurate medical information is essential for the safety of everyone involved. Now let's talk about something very important. All medical information provided on these forms is protected. This means that the adult scout leaders and other authorized personnel must handle this information with the utmost confidentiality to protect the privacy of all individuals involved. Now, finally, all scout leaders always have these medical forms ready and available in case of an emergency. Now, a lot of times when a scout troop goes to summer camp, they will put these forms in sleeves, each sleeve being an individual. The troop will typically appoint an adult leader as the medical officer. Now, sometimes this has been referred to in my day as Nurse Ratchet. Before that, they also called them Sawbones. And commonly today, it's referred to as Nurse Betty. Whatever the title is, this individual is responsible to have these forms available for emergencies. What's strange about all of the nicknames that they give the medical officer, they all come from movies. They're associated with different movies in different periods of time. One of the big things is to be prepared. Emergencies do happen, and we need to be ready for them. Whether it's a hiking trip or a camping adventure or any scouting activity, having access to this vital information can make all the difference in ensuring the health and safety of everyone involved. The BSA annual medical form plays a critical role in ensuring the health and safety of all participants in scouting activities. By accurately completing these forms and maintaining these emergency records, we can all enjoy safe and memorable scouting experiences. We do so much to make sure that our scouts are safe and secure in their experience in scouting. We do a lot of work behind the scenes, and as adult leaders, we need to keep that going. I want to personally thank you for making the effort to really putting these things together so that we can be prepared for an emergency. We teach scouts all kinds of skills, and some of them we hope they won't need to use, like first aid and stuff like that. But we need to be ready for when those things happen. Thank you for all that you do in scouting. And I'll see you on the trail.